You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do Real Debate. This is our fake debate.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Is this serious today?
This is, well, oh. I mean, it's as serious as it gets, guys.
Okay.
All right. So you know it's tax season, right?
Yeah.
And most of us have pets, right? So I'm curious, should pet owners be able to claim their pets as dependents on their taxes? As of right now, they can't, which makes me kind of sad because, you know, the amount of dog food we buy, vet bills, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
I will be a person that says you should be able to claim your pets.
Okay.
Yeah.
As taxes and get some money back.
Okay.
How dare you take money from me just because I have things that belong to me?
Great start.
Earliest train wreck ever.
Just because other people have kids and I don't have
kids. I've already forgot what I'm supposed to do now.
Do you need reminded?
I'm against the tax.
You're against it. You don't think that pet should...
Right. Can I finish my argument, please, before we go over yours?
Is that what was happening?
I mean, it's already so good.
You know, people get money back because they have kids, okay? I can't have kids. I don't have kids. But I have children that are fur babies, all right? And I need money back. You know how much money I spend in vet bills and food and little squeaky toys for Cooper? Piles of money, and I should be able to put that on my taxes so I can get money back from you. I have spent so much trying to rescue these animals, and they are should be the same as children. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He's so bad. I'm so
All right. Well, first of all, anyone who has enough pets to where it would really truly pay off with the tax credits or tax rebates, they have that many, probably aren't paying income taxes anyhow, if you know what I'm saying. So let's not pretend as if this is some, you know, sort of big reduction in what you're already paying, because we know you ain't paying anything. You're on the other end of the whole tax system. Secondly, is it not enough that you're allowed to use these animals as emotional support animals? I have to sit next to you on Spirit Airlines with your pet ferret just so you don't freak out when you don't get your ginger ale fast enough. And thirdly, there should just be one real simple basic rule everyone agrees on. Nothing that poops in your yard should be able to get you a tax credit.
Kids can poop in the yard.
If they do, they shouldn't give you a tax credit.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.